The bombers found out a lesson the hard way Tuesday: don't leave things to the last minute. Despite a late push, a miserable second period sunk their ship in a 5-4 loss to Melfort. Flin Flon trailed by as much as 3 through part of the third, and while 2 late goals brought the team close to forcing overtime, the Mustangs would hold on for the win. The Mustangs would get on the board within seconds of the game getting underway, with Clark Huxley getting a quick pass in the slot and getting the puck past Harmon Laser Hume. Melfort would keep that lead until midway through the frame, where Cole DePero continued his recent hot streak with a quick snapper from the high slot that beat Melfort's James Venn. 5 minutes later, Melfort took the lead back at 4-on-4, when Carson Leroux and Ben Kachuk both blew past their defenders. Kachuk fed Leroux and Leroux made no mistake. That lead would also be clawed back later in the frame, once again by DePero. After a couple of long, quick passes covered much of the ice, Jeremy Tremblay fed DePero on the side of the goal, and the forward got his second goal on the night and 5th goal in the past 2 games. Both teams were tied at 2 going into the second. The game ran away from Flin Flon in the second, giving up a goal only 11 seconds into the period. After icing the puck not long after the opening faceoff, Kachuk won the ensuing faceoff forward and got a shot off while being tripped, getting the puck through Laser Hume. Barely a minute later, Melfort continued, with a high slot shot from Zach Summers making it 4-2 and ending Laser Hume's night prematurely. The goalie got the yank after that, with rookie Kenneth Marquardt heading into the crease in relief. Both teams would trade momentum throughout the rest of the second period, but Melfort took the 4-2 lead with them into the third. Back-and-forth play would continue to be the order of the day, but the Mustangs would extend the lead, with Kachuk burning a bomber defender wide and scoring to make it 5-2. Melfort gave the bombers chances late, getting into penalty trouble. Alexi Silvestre put one past Venn to make it 5-3, then later, with former bomber Wyatt Cook in the box, the bombers drew within one after Tremblay banged another puck past Venn. The bombers would kill a late penalty and go back to even strength with 4 minutes to go, but could not execute late. A 2-on-1 chance for DePero and Jacob Vaukler with minutes left was broken up by Melfort, as was a late chance by Vaukler fired from the sideboards. Tremblay took a late penalty with less than 3 minutes left on the clock, putting the bombers a man down at a crucial juncture. Flin Flon would claw their way back into making it a contest despite being a man short, almost forcing Venn to turn the puck over near his own net at one point. The bombers would kill the penalty off and rush back into the zone late, but could not get the job done, their mid-game failings proving to be too much to overcome. Laser Hume stopped 4 of the 8 shots he saw in 21-14 of action. Marquardt stopped 12 shots in his relief stint, only giving up a goalie on Kachuk's third period marker. Venn, on the other hand, got the win with a 33-save performance. While they were in second place in the league as recently as a week ago, the Bombers are now in danger of falling out of a home ice playoff spot. Flin Flon now sits fourth in the standings with 51 points, while Estevan and Melfort sit tied in fifth and sixth with 49 points each. Humboldt is now 2 points ahead in third place, while LaRange has both second place and top spot in the Sherwood division with 54 points. Going by points percentage, the Bombers remain in third place in the league behind Battleford's and Humboldt. The Bombers will play a pair of games this weekend at the Whitney Forum against the Bruins, a 2-game series that will have big repercussions on the league standings. Puck drops at the Forum at 7:30 p.m. local time January 27 and 28.